This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. A last-ditch effort by Democrats to revive collapsing Capitol Hill talks on vital COVID-19 rescue money ended in disappointment Friday. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer said the White House had rejected an offer by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to curb Democratic demands by about $1 trillion. However, late Friday, President Donald Trump said in a surprise news conference at his golf club in New Jersey that he will seek to use executive orders to defer payroll taxes and to continue a $600 unemployment supplement until the end of the year.
We're going to enhance unemployment benefits through the end of the year. So unemployment benefits will be, that's a big one, will be brought out to the end of the year.
Trump also said he would extend an eviction moratorium and would defer student loan payments. It is not clear how much the president's executive orders can actually do, since Congress is in charge of federal spending under the Constitution. A top U.S. intelligence official says at least three countries are trying to interfere in this year's presidential election. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
In a written statement, Bill Evanina gives the U.S. intelligence agency's most recent assessment of threats to the presidential vote. The assessment holds China hopes President Trump does not win re-election, that Russia's working against Joe Biden, and Iran is looking to undermine democratic institutions overall. Evanina says many foreign actors have a preference in November, which they express in a range of ways. But the intelligence community is primarily concerned about ongoing and potential activity by those three. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
This is VOA News. The top infectious disease expert in the United States, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says that if proper public health guidelines are followed, the country could come out of the fall and winter seasons looking good on the coronavirus pandemic. In a special online discussion with the Brown School of Public Health, Fauci said he was cautiously optimistic about trials for a coronavirus vaccine because early trials show it working as well or better than plasma from people who have recovered from COVID-19.
The reason I do feel cautiously optimistic is that when you look at the early response, both in the animal data, but importantly in the human phase one, it induces a response with neutralizing antibodies.
For some people, the new coronavirus causes mild or moderate symptoms such as fever and cough. For others, especially older adults and people with existing health problems, it can cause severe illness and death. Police in southern India say at least 17 people were killed and 123 others injured when an Air India Express flight bringing people home to India who had been trapped abroad because of the coronavirus skidded off a runway and split in two while landing Friday in heavy rain. The United States on Friday imposed sanctions on Hong Kong Chief Executive Carrie Lam, the territory's current and former police chiefs, and eight other officials for their role in curtailing political freedoms in Hong Kong. Last month, Carrie Lam postponed a September 6th election to Hong Kong's legislature by 1 year because of a rise in coronavirus cases, dealing a blow to the pro-democracy opposition that had hoped to make huge gains. The United States condemned that action, saying it was the latest example of Beijing undermining democracy in the Chinese-ruled territory. U.S. employment growth slowed considerably in July. AP's Shelley Adler reports.
Normally adding 1.8 million jobs would be an outstanding report, but it's disappointing after June gains of 4.8 million jobs and 2.7 million in May. And it all has to do with the resurgence of COVID-19. Even counting the hiring of the past 3 months, the Labor Department says the economy has now recovered only about 42% of the 22 million jobs that it lost to the pandemic. The unemployment rate falls to 10.2, although that still exceeds the highest rate during the 2008-2009 Great Recession. Shelley Antler, Washington.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, log on to our website. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.